Akio sat at his desk, looking over the front page of the Dainichi Daily, which had just come off the press. "Fifth Headless Body Found," read the top headline. Underneath was the subtitle, "With the Fourth Head." He pushed against his desk so his chair rolled back and he spun out of it. He walked 3 cubicles over and dropped the newspaper on a computer keyboard belonging to a smartly dressed woman with black hair cropped short. "They found a head," he stated matter-of-factly, and leaned against her desk, not looking at her directly. He imagined this is what somebody cool would do. "I know, Akio. I wrote the article." She pushed the paper away, slid her black, full-rimmed glasses up slightly on her nose, and continued typing. "That's wild." Akio turned his head to look at her over his shoulder. Her hair caught the fluorescent light like a polished idol. Worship was not out of the question. Words sped across her reflection in the computer screen, an unstoppable plague spreading too fast to outrun. Her thin lips were pressed tightly into an expression that might have been endearing in a focused child, but was unnerving in this fierce, pertinacious, and incomparable woman. Masami Sato. She had been Akio's obsession since he started working at the newspaper. It wasn't that she was a love interest. He was sure he would find himself ineffective if that situation ever presented itself. But because she was such an anomaly to all the other Japanese women he knew. The black fire in her eyes and her sharp cheekbones had grabbed his attention. But it was her deadly seriousness that wouldn't let him go. She had the grace and demeanor of a samurai sword. She was beautiful, but dire, and would surely cut him if he crossed her. She was one of very few women that had been admitted into the very insular and very male press clubs. She had an indefatigable work ethic, and her skill with words was poetic and precise. It wasn't that there weren't other hard-working women in the office. It wasn't that the other women didn't focus and meet their deadlines, though none of them were in a press club. But they would smile, at least sometimes. They would giggle with coworkers when the boss wasn't around. They would come in a little hungover some days. They were actually people, not robotic goddesses of doom. To catch Masami smiling was a nearly impossible feat. It was something Akio worked at, though. A life goal, one could say. It was like trying to not only catch a glimpse of the legendary earth-shaking catfish Namazu swimming along the shoreline, but of Namazu doing a full twisting double backflip with a perfect splashless rip entry into the water. It was a little more than unheard of. She worked long hours and hard. This was also not unusual for any typical Japanese employee, but she was relentless. Often that hard work, by others, really consisted of just wasting time, interspersed with binge work when the boss was looking. Not for Masami. She was the real deal, in spades. And it paid off. Her articles were excellent, well-praised, and often landed the front page. She demanded higher pay than Akio did by far, despite the salary gap, which was all too common between men and women. "The head of the fourth victim was found with the body of the fourth victim's girlfriend," Akio said, turning away again and folding his arms. "That is insane." "I'm glad you find my article so unhinged." Her fingers flew across the keyboard as if they were working independently of the rest of her, a crack team on a highly time-sensitive mission with no extraction plan. She still had not looked at Akio. "Unhinged!" Akio spun around to smile broadly at Masami. "See? I would never think to use a word like that. That's why you make the big bucks." His admiration was genuine. "But I don't think your articles are unhinged. Not the writing, anyway. It's just this whole crazy story. What do you think is really happening out there? I mean, Kofu isn't that far from Tokyo. Someone's out there slicing heads off."